Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
6 months ago today, a 7.0 magnitude earthquake devastated the impoverished nation of Haiti.
You know, it's two clocks kind of jammed together. There's geologic time where 6 months is nothing.
Not a big deal.
But if you're living in a tent city, six months.
That's exactly correct. And if you'll remember, there were tons of nations that came in and promised a lot of support and a lot of aid. And as it turns out, most of that has not come through.
There's unfinished business throughout the country. That's really
exactly right. And it's certainly true in Haiti. We're joined again by Deborah Sontag. She's a reporter for our partner, the New York Times. And also Jessica Devereaux joins us, Haiti correspondent for Time Magazine. She is in Port-au-Prince. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Jessica, can you tell me, we asked the same question to Deborah. Can you tell us the state of Haiti right now, emergency or recovery?
I think that's a very, very tough question right now that a lot of people are asking themselves. But it depends on who you are. If you're in one of these tent cities, I definitely think it's a state of emergency. People are living under tarps. They still have to face some very tough rains. And if you're here on the ground, you can see that the people are a bit hopeless right now. They're asking where they're going to be, and they're really looking to the international community to step forward and show them what to do next.
Well, Deborah, you've been reporting on Haiti for 6 months since the earthquake occurred, and one of the things that you talk about are what has not happened in Haiti, and we can take some comfort from those things, correct?
In a positive sense, what has not happened.
Right.
I mean, the fact is this was an enormous disaster in the very nerve center of a country. There was a tremendous amount of death, destruction, and injury in a weak country that is politically volatile. There has been really no breakdown in security. I mean, there is crime, and there's always crime in Haiti. There has been no starvation. There's, you know, people are struggling to find the food they eat, but I mean starvation in the real sense. There's been no major outbreak of disease. The tent cities are miserable, but people, for the most part, have something over their heads. And so, in a way, all of the, you know, emergency aid, which came in through all of the international groups, has accomplished, you know, quite a good deal. Many of the tent camps are organized, and people have services in them. You know, in some places, children who were malnourished before have actually seen their nutritional status improve as a result of the aid coming in. But the big challenge is how to get from here, where everyone's in this, as I say, precarious situation, into a country again, into a stable place.
Well, Jessica, how are the people feeling about the state of their country at this point? They're still surrounded by a huge amount of rubble that many people say they assumed would be gone by now. What is the state of the Haitians?
I feel the people that I speak to on the street are most certainly a bit apathetic at some points. They feel a bit hopeless at times. There is a sense, though, like, as Deborah said, of there being some improvements to their lives. Like, for instance, water. Water is something that Haitians would normally have to pay for and buy at kiosks. Now there's water distribution, and people are able to obtain water for free. But in terms of them actually having a vision for their country, having a sense of leadership, there really isn't that one figure or body stepping forward, and people aren't able to articulate for themselves what is going to be happening next.
Well, Jessica and Deborah, you know, this reminds me of what Bill Clinton famously said when he was down there, that possibly this is an opportunity for Haiti to get beyond the patterns of corruption and government instability. To both of you, and I'll start with you, Deborah, are there signs that the old order is out and maybe a new, more responsible civic order is coming in? And are people actually believing that change could really happen maybe 6 months from now?
Well, the problem is that, you know, in maybe the 2 years preceding the earthquake or the 18 months preceding the earthquake, The old order had been, in some ways, on the way out the door, and there was groundwork being built for, you know, a more stable, cleaner, you know, government and civic structure in Haiti. And there are an incredible number of civic and grassroots organizations that are doing some wonderful things now, as they did before. But, you know, this the earthquake knocked out 17 or 8 of 18, or, you know, the majority of government ministries. It killed something like 17% of civil servants. The president is a lame duck on his way out. You know, elections are being called for November 28th. I don't think a single candidate has put himself forth yet,
wow,
or herself forth yet, which is unusual in Haiti, where everyone thinks they can be president. So I don't know what's on the horizon.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the aid money that was promised. Jessica, how much aid has actually come into Haiti as in terms of real cash?
In terms of real cash, we have a lot of pledged aid. We, as you know from the UN donor conference, there is about $1.5 billion promised for the next 18 months. So we're still waiting on many countries to actually fulfill those pledges. You only have about three countries coming through fulfilling their pledges. Even the United States hasn't fulfilled their pledge completely. Where you're seeing aid money actually trickle down is through USAID having private contractors and actually NGOs who then can use hire, outsource, and things like that. So you're seeing the aid money usually funnel through USAID and, for the most part, other NGOs. Most NGOs that I've spoken to, like Oxfam, they've used about a third of their money that they raised thus far. But a lot of them are holding on to their funding because they're looking to build the country and they're looking towards sustainable growth.
Deborah, last question for you. What's the next thing that needs to get in place before Haiti can really get into recovery? Is it that pledged aid? Is it a stable government?
I don't think it's the pledged aid, because I think there needs to be a way to spend the money that they have, a more stable structure for spending it. I think the next step that needs to be taken is that people need to be gotten out of these extremely perilous living situations and into transitional shelters.
Tent cities have to go. That's Deborah Sontag, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. We also spoke with Jessica Devereaux from Port-au-Prince. She's the Haiti correspondent for Time magazine.